Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World, with CEO and award-winning author, Yvette Bethel. This podcast is dedicated to supporting leaders with a variety of solutions to build trust, inspire authentic change, and improve morale within your organization. Learn how to grow your people, build your culture, and transform your results. Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World. I'm your host, Yvette Bethel, and this episode is entitled Destabilizing for Stability. Destabilizing for stability may sound counterintuitive, but the status quo is being challenged around the world. Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election. Brexit shook up the European Union. And the Russians allegedly hacked multiple international elections. Each country is at a different stage of cultural evolution, forming a unique piece of the global mosaic. As a result, each country brings something specific to and needs something unique for its contributions to the global balance. Let's take a look at this more closely. During his presidential campaign, President Donald Trump tapped into an unaddressed need using his populist platform. His message proposed an agenda designed to destabilize an aging, derelict, and oppressive system of governance. President Trump brought something specific, and he is attempting to make his unique contribution. Citizens around the world are voting and standing up against corruption, ineffective leadership, and economic uncertainty. They are no longer tolerant of a status quo that renders their countries unwilling or unable to address critical social, economic, environmental, and other issues. Simply put, modern voters want fair play, opportunity, transparency, accountability, safety, economic stability. Citizens from various countries are taking steps to move their countries to the next level of cultural evolution. They are demanding what they need to achieve transformation within their communities. They are daring to stand up for change. A wild card is a person who is unpredictable. Their behavior can be perceived as reckless or wild, and can create risks or benefits for others by design or unintentionally. When it comes to wild cards, it's not always clear if the intention of the unpredictable person is to work toward achieving the greater good or not. For example, leaders who espouse political correctness may not be as truthful or as pure-intentioned as they appear. Other leaders who attempt to tell the truth can be attacked with alternative facts, so to the untrained eye, it seems that they are being dishonest. The old system uses linear thinking to disprove anything non-linear. They attempt to sustain the impression that linear thinking is superior. Wildcards in the political arena can be powerful change agents. They create discomfort by challenging the status quo and shaking up stagnant, antiquated political systems that are screaming for fairness and integrity. President Trump freely and unreservedly expresses his emotions. As a wild card, he is easy to read when he wants to be. At other times, he's a master of his emotions, using different strategies to create mystery and intrigue. President Trump is a master of theater. His tweets, speeches, and interviews get his messages out in a way that he wants them communicated. He controls not only the message, but also the timing and tone. Whether you support President Trump and his values or not, one thing he seems to do very well is that he's consistently channeling disruptive energy. when impaired systems are deeply entrenched, like the swamp. A disruptive force of similar magnitude is sometimes ideal. However, when force meets force, conflict will ensue. So an empowered strategy may be better suited depending on the circumstances. President Trump has an unseen opponent within his domain that resides within the collective consciousness. In the swamp, political correctness is this opponent, and it has some of the same outcomes as certain types of loyalty. Political correctness is the avoidance of language or actions that have the end result of excluding, insulting, or marginalizing groups of people who are viewed as disadvantaged. What political correctness does is it can lead to distortions of truth, and more importantly, it can discourage persons from speaking about the inequities created by malicious agendas. The tool is an insidious one because it appears to be supportive while taking away the collective voice. As with blind loyalty that caters to personal agendas, political correctness suppresses information that can lead to positive change. What is interesting about it is that it has the ability to distort a person's view of what's right or wrong. While it's not appropriate to insult persons who are disadvantaged, not speaking up about social ills supports the status quo, leaving social issues like racism, poverty, education, and other issues virtually unattended. Instead of loyalty to a single person, political correctness builds loyalty to a system of correctness that requires persons to only say what's socially acceptable. The risk in this is when persons allow their unexpressed views to remain unaddressed, conflict remains latent until it's triggered. It's time for an infusion of new leaders who can bring fresh ideas, innovative systems, stamina, and new ways of governing. The new consciousness and abilities already exist within these undiscovered global leaders who will play their unique part in an elaborate plan of radical global re-engineering. Thank you for joining me at Evolve, Mastery for Leading the New World. Join me this and every Monday for a new episode. In the meantime, remember, always continue to evolve.
Thanks for listening to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World. Visit YvetteBethel.com to learn more about Yvette's leadership programs and to download her free gift, Success Tips for Igniting Your Career.